Proposition 207 legalized recreational marijuana in Arizona, but it also opened up a pathway for those who have been convicted of certain marijuana-related crimes to have their criminal records expunged. But there's a hitch. To get a record expunged, a person must petition a court. That can be a difficult process that requires a lawyer, not something everyone can afford. Pima County Attorney Laura Conover is trying to make that process easier and has set up a website to help people navigate the process and ask her office for help to clear their records. I spoke with her earlier this morning about how she has made rehabilitation and second chances a big part of her office's goals since she was elected to the post in November.
What we're trying to do is make the benefit of expungement as accessible as possible. And we know that as a county attorney's office, we have access to records that make it very easy to simply contact us and say that their case came from Pima County. And would we mind looking it up and seeing if they qualify for expungement? So we're trying to give people a local, quick, and easy option to access the benefit that they're entitled to.
And why is that important? Like, it's not that easy to petition a court to get your record expunged, right? It sounds like this is not the kind of thing that a normal person will know how to do.
That's exactly it. And the concern is that we finally have access to something people in Arizona have longed for such a long time, which is expungement, and our first baby step at getting marijuana convictions expunged is here. And then we find that in actuality, in order to get the benefit, what we're asking people to do is take time off of work, find childcare, get downtown, figure out if they need an attorney or not, find some forms and try to be brave enough to ask a judge to expunge their conviction, all during a pandemic. And we don't want it to be a totally illusory benefit like that. We don't want it to be so impossible that people largely don't try. So why not make it at the click of a button, so that we can help people who qualify get the benefit they deserve? And that's our goal, to be the people's office. For me, is part of making that as easy as possible.
So what kinds of convictions can be expunged here?
Well, unfortunately, in the world of expungement, where other states have, you know, access to lots of felonies that can be expunged, this is simple drug possession. So it's pretty narrowly prescribed in the initiative that just passed. But again, you know, a first step is a good step.
So how can marijuana convictions hold people back in life? Like, why is this important for folks to be able to do this, to get their records expunged?
Well, in the grand scheme of things, what society says it wants is for people who have engaged in criminal activity and who end up with a felony conviction, we want them to turn their lives around. We want them to make amends, and then we want them to come back and fully contribute as productive members of society. We say all these things all the time. The problem is we don't actually let people do that. If we give people a felony conviction, what we've actually done is given them over 1,000 ways that life is going to be impossible. A felony conviction affects school, employment, housing. The consequences are limitless, and you live for it. You live with it like a marker upon you the rest of your life. So the idea of expungement is the idea that finally, through the passage of time, through good conduct, through good behavior, we actually are allowing people to earn that clean slate.
In some other states that have legalized recreational marijuana, they've put the onus on finding and erasing these kinds of charges on law enforcement instead of on the people at hand. Do you think that's what Arizona should have done here?
Well, when it comes to trying to expunge the arrest records, I think DPS is going to be the holder of those records, and we're going to need to work closely with DPS to see what can be done. Yes, I think anytime there's a benefit like this, the burden should be on the government to to make it happen and make it possible. It would be much simpler. And so because we didn't do that here, that's where my leadership team wants to step in and do everything we can to assist people in the process.
So final question for you then, Laura, going above and beyond to help people expunge their convictions on something like this really kind of fits with your broader agenda, which is as a progressive prosecutor. I know, for example, you vowed to not pursue death penalty cases. What else have you done to sort of change this office's approach to crime?
Well, I think everything you just listed is really a smart on crime approach, and it's all about reframing those priorities. When we have smarter policies like not pursuing the death penalty, when we have natural life on the books, we're saving a fortune and we're turning right back around and giving our violent crime prosecutors more time and resources to get their job done. Here with expungement, the idea is to be smarter about it. We don't want people held back by, you know, something they did at 19, and now at 35, they're still struggling with employment. We want a steady, healthy base of labor for our communities. We want a strong labor force. And by felonizing, you know, such a high percentage of the population, we're depriving ourselves from a healthy labor force. So we're trying to figure out smart ways to go forward for a healthier community.
All right. That's Laura Conover, the Pima County attorney, joining us this morning. Laura, thank you so much for coming on the show to talk this through. We appreciate it.
My pleasure.